By the time Devin found me, I'd been at the office for 14 hours and was lying on a lavender velvet chaise, fortifying myself with room-temperature staff kitchen Chardonnay that I'd poured into a male tears mug. Scrolling through my various feeds, using multiple search terms, absorbing every abusive thing people were saying about me. At Marin Gelb, M**END**G**B, libtard, feminazi. I wasn't crying. I felt pleasantly numb, with an insatiable hunger for knowing. I kept compulsively refreshing in search of the worst. The infinite scroll prevented me from ever hitting bottom. The elevator ding signaled her arrival.
Babe?
I raised my mug in the air.
You're here! People are worried about you. Your phone is off.
I turned it on Do Not Disturb so I could OD on the internet in peace. Devin tossed her coat over an ergonomic exercise ball chair. Her blonde hair was still damp from showering after her exercise class, so I knew she wasn't too concerned about me. Not so concerned that she'd miss an opportunity to burn 600 calories. She was wearing her Namaste t-shirt. After a bottle of wine, I ditched my sweater and was down to my breast nest, a garment I'd ordered online. It's a spongy beige sack you can wear for support if even the idea of clasping a bra is too much. Sit next to me, I said. You smell good.
What are you drinking?
Kombucha, I said. I'd been working late, revising the competitive advantage slide for our pitch deck. Everyone else had gone home. The song of my inbox played at a slower tempo after dark. It was the only time of day I could get anything done. I took a break to check Twitter, and without asking anyone's permission or doing a SWOT analysis, I made a joke. Or I thought it was a joke. Definitely an anger-based joke, I can admit that now. It seemed more obviously funny at the time.
What if you just deleted the tweet?
She said. Too late. They already showed it on Anderson Cooper. I played the clip for her on my phone. Leading feminist Marin Gelb is causing waves tonight with what some on the right are calling a dog whistle to other activists about the president's daughter and her... I had to turn it off. I couldn't watch it again.
Don't worry, Devin said. No one watches Anderson Cooper.
I watch Anderson Cooper.
Well, you're my elder.
Devin smiled, and the highlighter around her eyes shimmered with optimism.
Give me the phone, Marin.
Why? What are you going to do with it?
I'm just going to babysit it while you clean up.
Wait, I snapped. My left hand was a claw that had evolved to grip this little screen until I died. Can I show you just one? We both knew I was stalling. Look at this in Palo Alto with 500,000 followers saying, Marin Gelb is an example of the leadership principle, when they go low, we go lower. Did I get that right? Hashtag all lives matter. He doesn't even know how to spell principle. All lives matter? Seriously? Do you see this? Devin put my phone in her back pocket without even looking at the screen. I needed another drink.